is mercy. We see mercy all through all these stories. That's what Jesus is doing, showing mercy. By the washing of regeneration. That's our cleansing. Of course, we would associate that with baptism. And the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. So that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we respond. You know, the woman, her thing was to go up and try to touch his garment. That was her sort of act of faith, because she believed if she could just get to him, he would save her. The way that we do that, the way that we come in contact with Jesus, is that we unite with him in death. We're buried with him in baptism. We're raised up. And we are in that is a washing. So that now all the uncleanness, spiritually speaking, like Peter says, is not taking a bath, but it is spiritually taking a bath, in that we have our sins washed away and we come out clean again. And if we could appreciate, I think sometimes the physical things easier than the spiritual things. That's why when Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, people didn't just jump up and rejoice. But when they saw the man get up and take up his bed, they were shocked because they could relate to that. They could see it. And so we can maybe in your mind picture, try to imagine yourself being the leper. Try to imagine yourself being that poor woman who was unclean for 12 years. Or imagine the final state of the dead body that's being carried down the road to be buried in the ground. And Jesus comes on the scene in all three cases and heals them, makes them clean again, restores them. And there's joy and rejoicing and glory to God. And that's the same way we should feel, that we can have those, the same kind of uncleanness of sin washed away and taken away and be cleansed and restored. And that's the lesson for today. Perhaps there's someone here who knows that you are unclean, who has sin in your life that you need to have washed away. That's why Jesus came and died. He came to us. He lived among us. He left the sanitary safety of heaven to walk on this nasty, sin-sick place, because he wanted us to be able to be restored and cleansed and healthy again. And he did that for each one of us. And if there's something we can do this morning to help you get your life right, we would be thrilled to do that if you'll let us know while we stand and sing.